It's hard sometimes coming up here after a song like that because the message is so clear and so true and so, like, I don't want to lose sight of just the fact that we can come as we are, laying our burdens before Him. It's, oh, I don't know, just sitting in that and marinating in that and thinking through that, just, it's really nice. It's amazing because we don't have to live in fear. There's no more shame. So, before we get started, one of the seniors has to go to work, and I don't want to lose the opportunity because come here, Zach. Because Zach has to go to work by 11, and so I just want to make sure that I said congratulations to you, gave you your gift, and then. Zach's going into the Army. He's going to do satellite communications. So he ships out in August. So we may or may not see him around a little bit, but he works a lot on Sundays. So I just wanted to make sure to honor you and say congratulations, buddy. This sermon that I'm going to preach today, it's funny. I've always wanted to preach it, but I don't know why I haven't. And it's maybe because it was meant for today. I don't know about you, but like when you're just like, I don't know what to read in the Bible. I'm not sure where to go, or you're struggling. I don't know if you guys are like me, but I have these certain books I run to. And for those who know me pretty well, know that I run to James often. But one of the other books, Martin laughs at me because he's like, "What are you reading?" I'm reading Proverbs. Again, I love Proverbs. I love the character sketches in Proverbs, how the authors just share wisdom and just talk about this, the different characters. And I play the role of just different characters in Proverbs, like the role of the fool. I play the role of the fool often. Growing up in Buffalo, there's snow in Buffalo, for those of you who didn't know that. Yeah, in June, actually. I think it snowed like in April this year. But growing up in Buffalo, you get used to playing in the snow. And my buddies and I were out one day and we're playing in the snow. And we thought, you know, adolescent teenage boys, we thought, hey, it'd be really fun to throw snowballs at cars. We did that a lot. And so my buddies and I were like, all right, hey, there's this tree. We figured, hey, let's climb up in the tree. Because throwing snowballs at cars in a tree is a great idea. We thought that the pine tree, like all those leaves on the pine tree, would shade us from those passerby cars. They wouldn't know where the snowballs were coming from. So my buddies and I were in this tree, and we start throwing balls or snowballs, and like without like. Probably within 2-3 cars that we hit, stops right in the intersection. Dad gets out, car seat in the back. He's hot, and we're in a tree. Like seriously, like we played the fool. Like what were you thinking? Proverbs 10:23 says, "Doing wrong is fun for a fool, but living wisely brings pleasure to the sensible." Sadly, I didn't learn my lesson. There's just a lot of snow and there's a lot of cars, and my buddy, he lived close to this really like major thoroughfare, and there was these two apartment buildings with an opening in between them. Like there's just a big space, and there are these garages that just were, they like to be climbed on, and like there was lots of snow on them that no one touched, and so we felt like it was our duty to go up there, grab snow, and like it was a long distance, but man, it was really fun. Except for we were doing it one time and we come down and all of a sudden we see this car and it's chasing us. So we're like, we're booking it, like we're trying to outrun a car, which doesn't usually go well. So we're like going down all these side roads and stuff like that, and we finally like we're like, okay, we're just gonna duck behind this embankment right here, and so we do, and the car stops right in front of us. My buddy and I look at each other like, oh, teenage boy gets out, 18, 19 years old. Why are you guys running? I just wanted to join you. Play the fool. And there's just times where the fool loves, according to Proverbs, the fool loves to do foolish things and loves to celebrate in their foolishness. There's a time where I was in class, and I think it was eighth grade. Students have heard this story a bunch. And I was doing something. I don't even remember what I was doing. I think I was sitting on the back of the chair, and I was being loud or something. I know that's hard to believe. But the teacher looks at me and says, "Mr. Sharp, animals belong in a zoo." And I thought, wow, he's bright red, and he's got this red coat on. And without skipping a beat, I said, "Tomato heads belong in a garden. What's your point?" And he was just so mad. I didn't understand why. Proverbs 15:5 says, "Only a fool despises a parent's correction. Whoever learns from the correction is wise." And in here, the author's using the parents as an example of an authority figure. So a fool doesn't listen to the correction of an authority figure. A fool just passes it off, gives a quick retort, doesn't take consideration of what is being said. And I just play the fool a lot in that when I was growing up. A fool is willful, stubborn, and prideful. They don't want to listen and usually are unwilling to listen to those who are above them in authority or who are wise. I've watched too many people and myself play this role of the fool. Proverbs 17:12 says, "It is safer to meet a bear robbed of her cub than to confront a fool caught in foolishness." Like, that's insane. Like, mama bear's cub stolen, and it's safer to engage her than a fool in their foolishness. Proverbs 17:16 says, "It is senseless to pay to educate a fool, since he has no heart for learning." See, this starts with, there's, like I said, a couple character sketches. And one of the people that is talked about in Proverbs is the simple. And the simple is the person who's naive. They just don't have a lot of life experience. And so the simple move to the fool really quickly if they don't listen to the correction of the wise. See, the simple's just naive. The fool is just willful and doesn't care. But like I said, the simple moves to fool really quickly if they're not careful. None of us here want to play the fool. None of us. None of us are like, "Hey, I want to buy the t-shirt that has hashtag fool team on it." Like, none of us want to play the fool. Yet we can look at instances in our life where we've been willful, where we've been stubborn, where we've been prideful, where we haven't been willing to listen to correction. The sad thing is we're just getting started with a character sketch of a fool. There was one time my grandparents owned land in New York, in upstate New York, and there was a pond, and my siblings, all their families had campers on this property, and at the end of the driveway, at the beginning of the driveway, I mean, there was a hunter's cabin. And all of us cousins were sitting there, and we had a brilliant idea that was a really dumb idea, and I was the first one to start doing the idea, and then I was like, "Hey, this isn't probably a good idea." So I ran down, and I started playing at the camper on the playground, at the campground, and all of a sudden, some adults found out what they were doing. They're throwing rocks at it. And my parents, like, they all got in trouble. My parents came up to me and said, "Brian, did you do this? They said that you did." I didn't do it. Proverbs 19:1. "Better to be poor and honest than dishonest and a fool." I played the fool. I was dishonest. I wasn't being trustworthy. 26:6 says, "Trusting a fool to convey a message is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison." Ouch. Trusting a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. That's crazy. Yet how often have we been dishonest? How often have we played the fool? How often have we said things, said that we believe one thing and then did something completely opposite? I could go on about a fool. How easily they're led astray, led down the path to foolishness. It looks fun, let's go do this. How they're gullible. They're dull, obstinate, stubborn, boorish. But I think we get the picture. And again, no one here is sitting here saying, I want to be on team fool. I want to be the fool. Can I play the fool? I want that part in my life. Next 35 years, I want to play the fool. Yet, we do it so often. We know that we're supposed to love others, but we just choose not to love them. We just say, I don't need to love them. Oh, I don't need to care about them. Oh, I don't, like, wait a minute, a fool knows what's right and just chooses not to do it. I need to care for the poor. I need to care for the needy. But I live in America. They have programs for that. I don't need to do that. Fool knows what to do and just chooses not to do it. In Hebrew culture, they don't separate knowledge from action. In America, we love to do that. You have people like, oh, yeah, I know that that may be true, but I need to experience for myself. See, in Hebrew culture, you were wise based on your action. You weren't wise based on what you perceived to know. See, we love to accumulate knowledge. But where wisdom comes in is knowledge meaning action. See, the fool knows and does the opposite. See, and that just brings me to the opposite of foolish living is wise living. So what are some characteristics, some character qualities of a wise person? As I search this out, one of the major character qualities of a wise person is they listen to others. Proverbs 9:8 says, "So don't bother correcting mockers. They only hate you. But correct the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous, and they will learn even more." Proverbs 10:8, "The wise are glad to be instructed, but babbling fools fall flat on their face." Proverbs 12:15, "Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others." How many of you guys have been in the situation where, like, you're sitting around a campfire, you're out with your family, and you're watching a little kid, and you're like, "I wouldn't do that if I were you. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I really wouldn't do that if I were you. I wouldn't do," and then they do it, and then they're mad at you because they chose to do something that you told them 3 or 4 times not to do. That's what a fool does. 10:13, "Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise." The idea of not being willing to listen, to bucking back. Proverbs 15:31, "If you listen to constructive criticism, you'll be at home among the wise." 19:20, "Get all the advice and instruction you can, so you'll be wise the rest of your life." This isn't an exhaustive list. These are just a few examples of how wise people listen to others. They allow themselves to be led by others. And now the fool is gullible, and that's not what we're talking about. The wise person, they listen to those in authority above them, no matter how they present it, and they take the wisdom from what is being said and they live it out in action. Now, we all know that when there are times when people are in authority over us and they don't respond the right way or don't react the right way, but that doesn't negate the fact that there may be wisdom in their message. So the wise person is considering what they're hearing. They're willing to listen and put it into action. Proverbs 13:16 says, "Wise people think before they act, fools don't, and even brag about their foolishness. They consider what is going on around them and act accordingly." Proverbs 1:4 says, "These proverbs will give insight to the simple." Remember, the simple is the naive person that just doesn't know any better. So these proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. So the idea of these Proverbs is to help those who don't know any better to know better. It's also to help those that are wise to become wiser. Proverbs 16 says, a fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. 12:23, the wise don't make a show of their knowledge, but fools broadcast their foolishness. Part of listening and discerning the situation is the way we react in the situation. The wise can curb their emotions and react well. In my life, I've played the fool so often where something will be happening, and instead of bringing peace to the situation, I throw fire onto an already flame that's already going. As a young man, I'm the youngest of four. And there were so many times where my family was together and there was fighting that was happening. And I just felt like I needed to add my 2 cents. And it wasn't helpful. It didn't add to the situation. In fact, I just played the fool because I made it worse. See, wise people are able to look at the situation, consider what's going on, and curb their emotion. Can you think of a time when you let your emotion win the day instead of wisdom? I know for me, in my head, I think, I need to speak, because if I don't speak, then this person can believe something, or they've wronged me in some way, so I need to speak the truth, because if I don't, then they're going to get away with something, which is rooted in my own selfishness. I'm trying to correct. There's a lot of ways is rooted in selfishness instead of a heart of understanding and listening and reacting properly. Proverbs 17:27-28 says, a truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. Even fools are thought to be wise. When they keep silent, with their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. Like, isn't that crazy? A fool seems wise when he shuts his mouth. Proverbs 29:8, mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. And it's just that idea, like, the wise are peacemakers, the fool, they're agitators. Proverbs 29:11, fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. This is so convicting, because I have so many times played the fool with my anger. I did yesterday. My wife's gone. I've got to get the house clean because she's coming home. And my kids aren't reacting the way that I want them to. And I have a right to be angry and be mad and yell at them. Fools vent their anger, but wise quietly hold it back. Ugh. But what rises up inside of me is I want to explain it away. There's a reason. There's a story. I'm reacting this way because, like I said, my kids aren't listening. My wife has hurt me. Or these students that I work with, they're just annoying. But I play the fool. I react most times out of selfishness because I'm not getting what I want. People aren't reacting the way I want them to. People aren't doing the things I think they should do. There's a common denominator, and that is me. And I play the fool. This doesn't mean that wise people don't get angry, but they're able to curb their anger. They're able to show it in a constructive way. My wife and I talk often about just healthy anger, healthy emotions, like in responding in a healthy way to her. Because there was a long time in my marriage where I didn't know how to respond in a healthy way. My anger, it was always a negative emotion. Wise people are willing to listen to others. They take what they say and they put it into action. They are self-controlled in how they respond and react in life. They discern the situation and try to bring peace to the situation. Wise people seek out wisdom and knowledge. Not so that they can store up knowledge, but so that they can integrate it into their life. They are willing to be disciplined. They have a proper perspective of who they are. And as we talk about this, like the question that keeps coming back to me is like, where is God in the midst of this pursuit of being wise? It's right here in Proverbs 2, 1 through 6. It just gives us the right perspective. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight. Ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. You will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Wisdom comes from God. It's a gift to us from him. We are told to seek out wisdom, and what it will do is give us knowledge of God. So I'm seeking wisdom. The way that I find wisdom is knowledge of God. Knowledge of God gives us wisdom. It's circular, but what's happening is it's tying the two together. I cannot be wise without knowing God. Now, I may be practical. I may be able to make good decisions that are beneficial for myself. But in terms of wisdom, wisdom comes from God, comes from the knowledge of God, and is rooted in the fear of the Lord. See, Proverbs starts out with saying, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It starts with us having a proper perspective of who God is. See, when we understand the fear of the Lord, so God is creator, sustainer of all. He spoke everything into existence. It's his plan, his way. And so he is king over all of creation, over all of the universe. And so when I recognize him as king and I put myself under the authority of him, it's what it's talking about, living in the fear of the Lord. It's the proper perspective of he is king, I am not, and I sit underneath him. Now, he's given us the word of the Lord so that we can get to know the commands of the Lord, the ways of the Lord, so that we can grow in knowledge, so that we can be wise. Because God's heart is that his people be wise and not fools. And so he's given us his word so that we can sit under his authority and know how to sit under his authority and what it looks like to sit under his authority and the blessing it is to be led by him, not away from him. We have to have a proper perspective that wisdom comes from the Lord. It's a gift. Which brings us to today, Senior Sunday. It's where we recognize the accomplishments of graduating high school, and we have a couple college graduates here too. This is a huge accomplishment, but it's also a chapter ends and a new chapter is beginning. It's called transition. Now, our lives are in constant transition, and I don't think we always recognize how much transition we're in, but especially in when you're going from high school into college or college into your big, what do you say, Lauren, your big girl job, your big boy job. It's just a huge transition, and it's an opportunity to play the fool or to be wise. One of the things that I tell students when they graduate is one of the greatest things you can do for yourself is engage in Christian community. Find Christian community. Because what happens is, a lot of times in college, you know, you go from being under your family's household to on your own, no rules. Well, there's one rule. That's what Taylor was thinking. There's a commercial. Guy walks into Little Caesars, says no rule, so he takes off his shirt, and they're like, put your shirt on. Oh, there's one rule, and puts his shirt on. So that's what Taylor was thinking. I literally watched him turn and look, and I was like, I know what you're saying. I'm a fool. All right. No. What were we talking about? Transition, disaster, yeah, character shaping. Yeah, so when they go to college, it's an opportunity to play the fool or be wise. And so it's important to invite Christian community in, because when you live apart from your family, all of a sudden accountability's gone. And again, the wise invite people in. And so one of the greatest things seniors can do is they can engage in healthy, God-fearing Christian community. Because they're not meant to walk alone. And a lot of college students end up walking alone. And there's a lot of students that walk away from their faith, because the allure of being a fool is much greater than the allure of being wise. They have to decide, do they want to be wise or do they want to play the fool? When we invite other God-fearing disciples of Jesus into our lives, it helps us keep the proper perspective and use wisdom. This is a challenge to us that are not going away. What role do we want to play in life? Do we want to play the fool or do we want to be wise? The problem is that this isn't just a one-time decision. Put my stake in the ground, I'm going to be wise. It's a constant, everyday, daily decision. We've all met people that have lived wise, and then something happens and they decide to play the fool. They decide to walk away. They decide to do the very thing they know is wrong, right? So the Bible talks about those who know what's right and do not do it. It's a sin. Those who know what's right and don't do it, they're a fool. And we've watched a lot of adults who have said, hey, I've got it figured out. And what comes in? Pride, selfishness, deceit. You lie to yourself. You think you're better than what you are. And you start to play the fool instead of be wise. So we have to ask ourselves, what role do we want to play? Do we want to be the fool or do we want to be wise? And we can't do it on our own. This is why we talk so much about who's your Paul, who's your Timothy, who's your Barnabas. Because wise people invite people in. Well, I'm an introvert. I don't care if you're an introvert, extrovert. You don't have to invite the whole world. Invite a couple wise people that are God-fearing into your life. Like, who is that Paul? Who is that person that loves Jesus, that is wise in the way that they act, that you can invite in and learn from them? That's your Paul. Now, with the wisdom that you've been given, who can you then invest in and share the wisdom that God has given you? Your Timothy. Then your Barnabases. Your friends. The people that you're running closely with. They help you stay on task. The Bible says, don't grow weary doing good. The way that we don't grow weary is by running with others. Tamina and I periodically run. You can tell it's periodical. And I can tell when I'm running with her, because when it gets to the point where I'm tired, I'm willing to go further in the running instead of walking, because I'm running with somebody. It's so important to run with people. And that comes to physical activity. It comes with pursuing the Lord. It comes with pursuing healthy marriage. It comes with pursuing healthy relationships. Like, running with people is what wise people do. What role are we playing right now in our lives? Are we playing the fool? I like to look at it this way. Are we wearing the mask? On Sundays, do we come and we put on our good Christian mask? We go home, we take off the mask, and we live differently. Sunday, we come back, put on the good Christian mask. Or when we're around other Christians, oh, the Christians are here. I'm a Christian now. Oh, the Christians are gone. I take off my mask and I live how I want. Which, what Proverbs calls that, is someone who knows what they're doing, choosing to do something opposite, which is a fool. Again, none of us are like, hey, I want to be on that team. I want to be a fool. It would be amazing to be a fool. Yet we allow ourselves to play that role. What role are we playing right now? Are we inviting other people into our lives? Are we being self-controlled? Or are we being controlling and selfish? Are we discerning the situation or just reacting to the situation? Are we reacting properly or emotionally? Are we seeking to be wise or are we living out as a fool? Remember, wisdom and knowledge of the Lord. Knowledge of the Lord leads to wisdom. As you seek wisdom, you will know the Lord. He has given us his book, inspired by the Spirit of God. The Bible is profitable for correction, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. It's here. But we're not meant to read this alone. We're meant to do this in community, learning from one another. What role are you playing? Let's think about that. Let's consider that. And you can tell the role you're playing based on your actions, not your knowledge. Let's pray. You know where you're at. I want to give you time with the Lord. So take time and pray whatever the Spirit of God lays on your heart. This is all about trajectory. None of us are going to get it 100% right. We just won't. That's where grace comes in. That's where forgiveness comes in. That's where the work of God in us comes in. But it's a matter of, are the consistent decisions of my life lining up with being living out wisely or being a fool? Are the decisions wise decisions or foolish decisions? And the trajectory will be shown. I play the fool so often. But my prayer is that as I seek the Lord and as I allow him to transform me, that I make wise decisions more than when I play the fool. And it is about trajectory. It's not about, none of us are going to get it 100% correct. Solomon, who wrote a lot of these Proverbs, didn't get it correct. But it doesn't mean we can't listen to what it's saying. God, just be with us. Lord, convict us. Like, I don't know what else to pray. Your role is that of the teacher. Lord, teach us. In your name I pray. Amen.